Medicaid expansion was, I guess, the big issue this legislative session, but things haven't really resolved there, despite Governor Rick Scott changing his positions. Lou Fry, is this an issue that can be resolved, you think, or can it be brought up next session?
I think it's going to be brought up in a special session. One thing you have going for you, you have a really good president of the Senate and a really good Speaker of the House who actually talk to each other, who talk to Democrats, and they've set up an atmosphere where I think they can work out stuff a little bit quicker than you could when people were really shooting at each other, Dick.
I agree, but the problem is, though, and even the governor's now supporting the Medicaid expansion, you've got the Speaker of the House, Weatherford, who doesn't want to take any of the Medicaid dollars, even though there's about $57 billion available over the next 10 years. Senator Gates, the President of the Senate, has seemed to be more receptive to it. Then you've got Senator Negron, who's got a bill, which is, seems to be somewhat of a compromise, and that is, if the feds will let them do it, take the Medicaid monies that would be drawn down and use those to subsidize private insurance coverage, which is a good, you know, I think a good compromise. But right now, I agree with Lou. I don't know how they can get it done in a regular session. I don't know, one, how they could not do a Medicaid expansion and with a straight face. That's a tough issue. You can't, the $57.5 billion is taxpayers' money out of Florida anyway, and you only need about a $1.5 billion match over 10 years. I think they've got to do it. The House position is not to do it, but it is going to be interesting, and I think it's going to have to be resolved in a special session.
Lou Fry, what do you think of Negron's alternative?
There's a lot of them floating around. I don't think you can get locked in anyone because it changes so much. I think there's a need, and I think the need should be covered, and I don't think you're going to cover that need without having a special session of the legislature. You know, the other thing that I sort of, when you look at this, is that it's sort of fun in one way to see the governor and the legislature back in their normal positions at this point, mm-hmm. not liking each other and threatening each other with vetoing bills and so forth and so on. And you wonder if what is happening in this health area is going to be something that's going to impact the governor, because that was his thing, you know, stop it all and everything. He flipped his position, so he's been both sides of it in that. And where does it sort of leave him?
Mm-hmm. They're not giving the governor everything he wants, and following up on Lou's thesis, they're not giving the governor everything he wants. The economic incentive package is woefully less than he asked for, one. They did give him the teacher pay raises, which is something he can take credit for because they did cut the budget 2 years ago, and now he can be out front as a pro-education governor. So they seem to be giving him most of what he wants, not all of what he wants, to put him in a position that he cannot veto things. And keep in mind, too, if you go to a special session, you would be available to override vetoes, and everything that's passed has an overwhelming majority in the House and Senate. So if there is a special session, it's a big threat to the governor if he might want it on Medicaid. But everything he vetoes, they can reinstate.
I don't think the Republicans running the thing want to make him look bad. I don't think they're going out of the way to make him a hero, but I don't think they want to make him look bad. So there's a chance that that'll help him when it comes to some of these other bills that he signed.
I think what is interesting is watching the Senate leadership in particular, because Senator Gates, who basically is already kind of, he understands there are going to be vetoes. As you well know, turkeys are things that were funded that did not go through the appropriations process. They were stuck in at the conference committee or someplace else. They weren't heard in the House or the Senate. So they call them turkeys. And they sometimes add up to several hundred millions of dollars. This year, because they had money, there are a lot of turkeys. Now the question is, does the governor then veto these turkeys, including appropriations for senior members of the committee, including the Senate President and Speaker of the House? Or does he kind of gulp and go with it? Or does he use that as a threat against some of the other legislation? So if the governor is a good leader, and if he's a good governor, if he's a good negotiator, he's sitting down with the leadership now and saying, you can have this, but I got to have this.